We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, our monthly chat here with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. President and CEO Jason Smith joining us in studio. And this next segment, we're going to talk new businesses here. There's a pretty big announcement earlier this month, maybe not in Manhattan, but in the Wamego area.
Yeah, we participated in the Corteva celebration in Wamego, and that was a project that started here. And at the end of the day, and of course this predated me, so I'm again repeating, but at the end of the day, we just couldn't put together the right infrastructure building site that suited their long-term growth. And so we were in danger of them not only taking their growth to another community, to out of the region, but also taking the existing things they had in Manhattan out of the region. And so that was a call that that Trent Armbrust, who was on our staff at that time, now works for the state of Kansas, made to Jack Alston at Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation and said, hey, we really want to keep these folks in the Manhattan region. Is there something you've got or you can do? Jack took it, and Wamego put a deal together, and they are now near completion of their new 20,000 square foot building. So it was exciting, and there were a lot of people there. And as again, we have this formalized agreement now with Pottawatomie County and the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. And so it's exciting to see that kind of regional win. Those aren't things you see very often. It also is a lesson and important for us to, number one, make sure that we understand that we have to have things ready, or you know, if Wamego hadn't had the site or building, it would have gone completely out of the region, and we would have lost those forever. We also have some wins where Wamego has referred things to us too, and so we have to communicate those things better. But I think at the end of the day, if we all have this larger regional approach, I think what we'll discover is that overall we'll all be better off at the end of the day. So because we both have unique strengths and that make the region better, and if we can leverage those strengths to promote for job growth and quality of life, then I think we'll all be better off. That's kind of what the whole Region Reimagined plan is about. And so there's an example of it. So it was really exciting, and I know the Wamego folks were excited about it as well, so I was glad to be part of that. We have a few other businesses. Of course, we don't have a lot of details on it past what everyone else has seen, but Fat Shack will be opening tomorrow, which sounds really dangerous for me because I love burgers, and that's the last thing I need. But I think they're in Aggieville, so we'll see how that goes. We had a couple of really fun ribbon cuttings this month. The first was January 9th, and we cut the ribbon for Varney & Associates, which is the new building on Points at 1501 Points. It's a beautiful building. They just did a wonderful job with that, and I think adds an incredible asset to the Manhattan landscape. One of our great members, BHS Construction, of course, the chairman of BHS is Wayne Sloan, who just finished as the chair of the Manhattan Chamber and was instrumental in my hiring. So, but they moved their location. They were on Juliet, south, and they moved to a new to a existing facility at 301 South 4th on the second floor. So we went and cut a ribbon there, and that there was a lot of people there. At Varney and BHS, both ribbon cuttings. There were probably more at both of those than I had seen at any other ribbon cutting since I've been here. So that was a lot of fun to participate with. Then yesterday we helped with cut the ribbon on an expansion at Timber Creek Veterinary Hospital, which is at 9000 Elk Creek Road, which is just east of – or in Pottawatomie County, just east. And they have grown that hospital from a small room to a larger facility. And of course, they are K-State vet graduates, and so it was great to see that. And we had a number of people that showed up for that too. So that was really exciting. In terms of February, Manhattan Area Habitat for Humanity is relocating, and we're going to help them cut a ribbon to mark that on February 6th, and they are relocating to 514 Pillsbury Drive. So that's a great organization, and we're happy to celebrate that with them. And then a company called Uncorked Inspiration, which is one of the paint and have a little wine while you paint, is relocating to 1223 Morrow, and we will help them mark that on Valentine's Day, which is February 14th. So, I asked Sharla at the end of the year how many ribbon cuttings we had, and we average about 3 a month. So we're on track to see kind of where we are, where we were last year. And so, again, if you are interested in having a ribbon cut, then give us a call and we'll talk to you about the chamber. But it's we do have a lot going on, and we are seeing interest in the community in a variety of areas. And so I'm real optimistic. You know, I know we talk about some of the challenges we face, but at the end of the day, I'm incredibly optimistic about where we are as a community. We have two really strong economic drivers in the Kansas State University and Fort Riley. And even though we've seen those fluctuate, they're still very steady economic cornerstones of our community. And so for a variety of reasons, not just because of the spending their employees have and their students and the soldiers, but they provide a pipeline of workers for future opportunities. And so it's not unusual for companies who are considering expanding and growing and those kind of things to look for those areas where they can attract talent that's already in the community. And so I think we are positioned very well for a community our size in a state our size. And so I'm very optimistic that some of the trends we've seen in the last 10 years, both locally and in the state, are not easily turned, but are absolutely there are opportunities to turn those in the other direction.
Have you, and I was just driving by there the other day here, but I was thinking about the old East Side and West Side markets here in Manhattan. I know that there was conversation there might be something done with the East Side Market property back in late 2019. Have you heard anything new there?
I have not, and those are unique properties, so it'll be interesting to see what can happen there. And of course, we were sad that they decided to close that. Another former chair of the chamber, but we can help to get those repurposed. We're absolutely ready to do that.
Yeah, especially that I know that East Side location. That's a prime area for retail traffic.
And it's interesting. The Panera also is empty there, so. It'll be interesting to see how the demographics and the dynamics play out in that area and what possibly we can work to make to kind of revitalize that little spot. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Well, looking ahead here in the month of February, you also have your annual meeting coming up here on the 21st.
We do. So it's the evening. It's Friday evening, and we will give out two awards. So one is Citizen of the Year, in which Phil Haupt is the current holder of, and one is Volunteer of the Year, which Cheryl Grice is the current holder of. And so we're real excited about that. And the other sort of main thing that we do, in addition to recognizing people who've served time on the board and also as committee chairs, it's the formal changing of the guard of the chairs. And so Wayne Sloan, he's in charge of the meeting. It's his last official duty as chair of the chamber. And he will pass that off to Larie Shope, who is with ESB Financial. And even though Larie's duties have started, that's kind of the official where everybody recognized the changing of the guard. And so it's a great opportunity to celebrate 2019. It was an interesting year. Obviously, the number one, when you have the same CEO for 20 years and you change your CEO, that obviously becomes probably the biggest story in the organization. And Lyle was such a great CEO and an enormous part of the community. And I was happy to be here for the annual meeting last year when we got to celebrate him and celebrate his contribution to Manhattan. We're changing and changing the organization, and the community's in transition, and there's a lot of things going on. So it's a great opportunity to remind people all the good things that happened in 2019 and kind of set the foundation for what we see moving forward. And so we're hopeful that we can visit with our members. We'll have 600 people roughly there and get them charged up about where we're going to be headed in 2020. There's also going to be, I think, a really cool opportunity to unveil some of the work that our young professionals have been doing in terms of revamping that program, too. So that'll be a real exciting event.
All right. And where will that take place? Is that
it's at the conference center.
Okay.
At Hilton Garden Inn. And we're hopefully grow bigger and bigger. But right now we fill it where we did last year. And so I expect that we'll fill it again this year. And so that's a great venue and something that that we're fortunate as a community to be able to have. And the expansion there is moving forward. So we'll be able to even attract bigger events. And yeah. I know you have Karen in here, and you talked about that periodically too. But I'm so proud of her and that team, and all the things they do to grow our visitor base in the community.
Me too. Yeah, she does a great job. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jason Smith here, the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce on News Radio KMAN.